Wisconsin Tigers, Pat Scarry. Good morning, Coach Scarry.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. I apologize for keeping you on hold for so long. Before we talk about the upcoming weekend, talk a little bit about your road trip. A couple of close games at Northeastern and Hofstra came up short by 5 points in both of them. Just talk about those two games.
Well, yeah, obviously we played two very good ball clubs, well-coached teams. Congratulations to Northeastern and Charleston on the tying for the championship. I thought we competed. I thought we still made some errors. In this league, it's a 1 or 2 possession game most nights. So we were a little bit undermanned, and I said playing good clubs and just came up a little bit short. Some good efforts by some of our younger guys. Hey, Rob, I got to tell you, I was super excited to hear that Jersey Mike's was sponsoring the tournament because the number 7 is my favorite sandwich in the whole world.
I'll make sure there's a couple of those in the locker room for you.
Tremendous. Thank you.
Before we look at your game with William & Mary in the quarterfinals, last week a great week for Justin Gorham, averaging 24 and 12 back-to-back double-doubles. And just talk a little bit about what he has brought to your starting unit.
Well, yeah, he brings he's relentless. He was hurt earlier in the year and just kind of finding his way, I think, trying to get healthy. And he's played really well. He's talented. He works hard. I think, moving forward, as we can eventually put him at the power forward spot permanently, which we'll be able to do, I think his perimeter skill set will even shine a little bit more. But I'm happy where he's at. He's playing at a high level right now.
We're here with Falcon head coach Pat Scarry. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Also, a big day on Saturday for Zane Martin, 36 points, a career high for him at Hofstra. And it's kind of interesting that, I've kind of felt like last year's CA tournament was sort of the start of the breakout for him for what's been a tremendous sophomore year. Talk about his game on Saturday and what you're going to need him to do down in North Charleston again this year.
Yeah, I mean, I like the way he bounced back. Northeastern did a good job against me. He had maybe his worst game of the season on Thursday. And he bounced back. Not only did he score, he had 6 assists, 6 rebounds. And, he's competitive. He wants to be good. We need him to score the ball. He's capable of doing those things. Those two guys are, too good. 1-2 punch for us right now. And, they're also, I would say, our most competitive guys we have and how it's working, so that's encouraging.
Pat, talk. Obviously, you guys see William & Mary in the quarterfinals, a team that you're able to beat twice during the regular season. One time pretty handily in Williamsburg, and then that overtime game at your place. What did you do well, and what are some of the keys for you on Sunday?
They're virtually unstoppable on offense. They're spacing, they shoot threes. We were fortunate at our place, and we played really well. They've got balance inside out. The kid Knight's had an unbelievable year, and so has Cohen, and I really like the kid Pierce. It's just hard team to stop. I think it starts with if you get back in transition, which means taking shots and not turning over. And then you got to guard threes, which we really weren't able to do it after Zane kind of saved us. So, we're going to have to play well. We have to guard, which we've been inconsistent with, and we're going to have a big, big night on the interior to come up with the win against them. We've got great respect for them. We've had a lot of really good battles with them over the years.
As you enter this tournament from the 5 seed with some of the challenges in front of you, what are the keys for your team to be playing for the championship on Tuesday night? What do you need to do well this weekend?
Well, there's just so many good teams in our league. But I think that for us, it's we've got to be there mentally. We've had too many mental errors and frustration errors. Now, we can rectify this, next weekend. For our older guys, their legacy will be cemented over the next weekend, and so it's a tremendous opportunity for them. We have great faith and belief in our group, but there's just a certain things we've got to make sure we do it at a high level. We've got to play in Towson basketball and have some success.
All right, Pat. Thanks for the time today, and I apologize for the delay, and look forward to seeing you this weekend in Charleston.
Yeah, I look forward to those sandwiches in the locker room. Thanks, Rob.
All right, take care.